This is Jeremy Scheib with KCNI KBBN Radio. Happy to have another public affairs interview for you folks to enjoy. We're talking about a special event which is going to be taking place Thursday evening from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Activities Building in Broken Bow. It's a community night for Anne Frank, A History for Today. And we've got Brittany Nichols, Julian Reynolds, and Bailey Brown here along with their advisor to talk about some work that you've been doing over the last couple of days, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So who wants to jump in with this? Maybe we should start with you, Mr. Hellberg. Talk about kind of your history with this event and kind of how you got introduced to it. And I know you have some history with having been a part of this in the past, too.
At my previous teaching assignment in Ansley, we had the Traveling Anne Frank exhibit, and we got to host that there at the gym. The opportunity came back around through Megan Hellberg, who works for the Anne Frank Center out of South Carolina now, and they offered to let us host the exhibit at no charge. And so her and along with two other colleagues from around the country came and did 2 days of training for our students. We have 20 students that participated, and they are going to be giving community and student tours this week for the traveling exhibit there at the Activities Building at the high school.
Very cool. And I know that we talked a little bit before we turned on the microphones about your, 2 days of training, right?
Yep.
Who wants to talk a little bit more about kind of what was involved with the training and maybe some of the specifics? I know a lot happened over the couple of days. Who wants to jump on that? It'll kind of lower the pressure on you going forward, because I'll make everyone answer at least one question. So
in the training, we learned a lot about Anne Frank and what she had to go through and all the difficulties she had to go through. But we learned that it was very important. It was very sad, but it was still very important that she went through those things. So then we could, know about it today and reflect on it. And, yeah.
Okay, great. And I know that so much about history is applying it to today's world, right? You probably were able to learn a bit about that. You kind of touched on how it's important for today as well. What are some of the different pieces? I know we don't want to give too much away, but each of you kind of talk about maybe one of the panels or a piece of information that you thought was interesting throughout the time that you were doing this training.
I thought it was really interesting how they would make them all go on trains, and they would make them travel around, and they'd really all be smushed in there. And
okay. Haley?
I thought that it was very interesting seeing how much people, Hitler planned to kill just because of their religion. I think it was around 11 million people he wanted to kill, and he got away with 6 million Jews killed, which is very sad, but I thought that was really interesting.
Okay.
I thought it was really interesting that Hitler didn't just target the Jews. Anybody else that just didn't support him or weren't normal in his mind, like disabled people, African Americans, and other people, were also treated horribly and killed. And I thought that was really interesting and pretty horrible to find out.
Probably pretty interesting along the way as well to learn that, you know, Anne Frank at the time, she thought it was important to write these things down and kind of became a historian. Despite being hidden away, she was telling so much of a story that she became a storyteller, and it's kind of lasted over decades, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of cool. So let me look at my other questions here and see. Each of you is a tour guide. Do you go with the same group all the way through all of the panels, or do they come to you and each of you tells a specific part of the story?
I think we'd stay with the same group and go from the first panel to the last one and just kind of summarize what that panel says and show them, point at the pictures and show them what is happening in that panel and what it's telling you about.
Okay. And there's around 30 of those, sounds
yeah.
like
and
32.
And through their training, you know, the they were all encouraged to find a part of the story that spoke to them. So each one of them is going to have a little bit different tour, because something resonates with differently with each one of these students. And they'll be partnered up and have a team, but each tour will be unique to the student because of what they take away from the experience and her and Frank's story.
Okay. Well, great. Any closing thoughts from any of you before we wrap up? I guess number one thing is we'll encourage everyone to come and see you, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Any of you ever been a tour guide on anything before?
No. I don't think I ever have, no.
Okay.
First time.
Okay. Well, you know, I've never been a tour guide for anything. So there you go. You're knocking that one out of the park, out of the gate. So thanks for joining me today, you three. And Mr. Hellberg, appreciate your time and bringing these kids out to talk about it. And we'll hope that you have some great turnout.
Thank you very much for your help.
Thank you.
Again, folks, this is Anne Frank, A History for Today. This is happening at the Activities Building at the Broken Bow Schools. It's a community night, Thursday night from 5 until 7 p.m. Go and check it out. If you want full details, there is also going to be a story up on sandhillsexpress.com under local news.